This weekend, East Tennessee health departments are expanding their vaccination pool. Shots will now start going to seniors 75 and older. In Fentress and Hancock County, the shots are also going to educators. Reporter Grace King explains how health departments are ramping up the vaccination efforts, including those clinics, this weekend.
New details tonight from the Knox County Health Department. It says it's now administering COVID-19 vaccines to children under five. Spokesperson says parents can call to make an appointment. The State Department of Health says it is encouraging parents to make the decision about whether to vaccinate small children after talking to their pediatricians. Right now, data on Knox County's website shows about 58% of people in Knox County are fully vaccinated.
People across East Tennessee are honoring the life of a 14-year-old Knoxville native. Charlie Blackburn died over the weekend from a sudden illness in Johnson City. Her parents say doctors are still looking into her exact cause of death. 10 News reporter Maria Guzman spoke with her parents about the impact that little girl had on so many people.
We thank you for the life of Charlie.
Love like Charlie to us is what we saw every day.
She was Charlie Blackburn, your bright-eyed teenage girl whose love knew no boundaries and reached every corner.
Love hard, love big, love now, love fast.
Her cheerleading pom-poms and softball cleats now resting, with pictures of her with the girls capturing her vibrancy.
Sports, the cheer, the sleepovers, you know, going to concerts. I mean, she was just 90 miles an hour.
Her death, unexpected, was started as strep throat, escalating in 3 days.
We have no idea what happened. It's very, very uncommon, very rare. And
she kept her faith at the center, carrying her light wherever she entered.
The light that hopefully Christ put in her.
That same faith now carrying her parents through the storm.
We pray that this tragedy will be used to bring others closer to you, Christ.
Enjoy every moment. Don't wait for the future. Today's the day. Be present.
Don't go to bed, man.
News of her passing igniting a response across East Tennessee, from teams wearing her color purple to the hashtag Love Like Charlie, and this church over flooding with love and support for her family.
But it all came from the students. We're very thankful it did, because it just shows that she had an impact on people.
People from Knox County to Johnson City now carrying her light and loving like she once did. In Knox County, I'm Maria Guzman.
And Charlie's family is asking for all donations going to Indian Trail Middle School in Johnson City.